You're listening to the Playing With Words podcast. I'm Adrian Harris. I'm an actor, writer, and director. But what you may not know is that I often create the sound design for theatre shows and the odd radio serial that I produced a few years ago. And that's what this first series of podcasts is about. Follow me on my journey of creativity through theatre, writing, and sound. My love of sound nerdery, as I like to call my mild obsession, began when I started making homemade radio shows with my friends on a good old tape recorder back in the 80s, which I'm sure many of you listening once did. But my passion for audio buffoonery, combined with the fact that I was also a budding musician, meant that these forays into recorded larks were often embellished with theme tunes, jingles, and many, many, many sound effects, all squeezed onto a crisp, freshly unwrapped C90. And for those youngsters who sniff at the ancient form of a glittering compact disc, that was the name of an audio tape denoting its length. As time and technology moved on, I began playing in a band, and eventually writing and recording our own indie guitar-based material. The thrill I felt stepping into those stifling recording studios, staring longingly at the huge mixing desks, resplendent with channel after channel of faders, knobs and blinking lights, gave me almost as much as an electrifying buzz that I got playing our sweaty gigs in front of a sometimes heaving audience. Soon I jumped at the chance of studying an evening class at the City of Bristol College in radio presenting and production. It was here I got to apply my burgeoning writing skills by concocting material for a radio show as part of the term project. I managed to blag a few days' work experience in a couple of recording studios, and even on the local independent radio station. However, this was pre-drama school training, and after submitting many, many demo tapes, I was told, believe it or not, that my Bristolian accent was holding me back. It was different times then, my babber. After spending many years as a musician by night and repairing cars by day, I decided to take a leap into the world of performing proper, and chucked away my oily overalls and followed the footlights in the smell of the grease paint to our nation's capital. There I spent a wonderful, stressful, inspiring and exhausting time at Aura, a drama school on the leafier side of London. And for the past couple of decades, since graduating and then adding an MA in scriptwriting from Royal Holloway, I've divided my career between acting and writing. When those two most demanding of mistresses led me to creating a venue of my own in South Gloucestershire, I rekindled my love of audio by acting as the in-house sound designer for the productions at Brassworks Theatre. And this journey has brought me here, to this project. I've been fortunate enough to receive a grant from the West of England Combined Authority to support creative freelancers. My project is to research and develop a new play while expanding my creative practice in sound design. In other words, I'm writing a new play that will somehow incorporate innovative creation of sound as I write. Along my journey, I'll be speaking to a number of artists and practitioners who are helping to guide my journey. They are two incredibly talented artists from the world of sound design, one of which is a creative powerhouse working in both film and video game design. The other is a renowned writer and musician, as well as a leading audiophile. Also joining me will be a cohort of contributors, including an emotional counsellor to explore my character's motivations, and writers and actors who are sharing their wisdom and experience with me for this here podcast, as I bring together my ideas of character, story, and sound into something that will eventually be performed to an audience. This as a whole will culminate as my first series of the Playing With Words podcast. It's something for everyone. If you have an interest in theatre, writing, acting, sound, or just the imagination, perhaps it will inspire you, or at the least entertain you for a bit. So I hope you will join me on my journey, and if all goes well, you'll feel part of something that I'm making, ultimately for you, the audience. So please subscribe, follow, and share the Playing With Words podcast, produced in association with Brassworks Theatre.